Okay, everybody should start recording if you haven't already. You can say recording or not. It doesn't really matter. I have magic software that line everything up.
Recording or not, it doesn't really matter.
Thank you. As long as you record, that's all I ask is please record.
Sidetracked.
Yes, we got sidetracked a little bit, and we will again.
Oh, that's the name of the software.
I know. I was just being...
Ixnay. Yeah.
It's secret.
We just talked about it on the last podcast.
Oh, did you?
On,
oh, so, good. Yeah. That's a relief. Yeah, I love it. It's wonderful. In that it works. Thumbs up for software that works.
I like my podcast to be artisanal and handcrafted, actually. So
yes, me too.
I actually weave it on a loom.
Me too. But that's like a sidetrack is like a, I don't know, some sort of assistant. Say, boy, ready my... wool for weaving. Spin the wool for me. Something like that. I don't know.
There's, Lex may know this. What is? I think we brought this up before. Lex, what is the name? Is there a name for those for the machines they use on the Sabbath to get things done so that you're not doing work?
Golem?
No.
It is not golem.
I don't. Oh, come on.
No. Generally, it's just whatever the noun is, but with a Shabbos prefix. So like if there's an elevator that stops on each floor on the Sabbath, that's a Shabbos elevator.
Right, but there's no categorical name for the devices of that kind.
Crafty?
Cheating?
No, I don't know one.
Oh, well.
Something like that.
You failed me as a Jew again.
All right, we should get started. So what I'm going to do this time, assuming I remember at the end, is I'm going to record our beginning at the end. Because it's a time travel episode.
You don't need to record them in the order that you put them in the podcast, you know.
No, but I want it to wrap around, and I want us to refer to what we talked about in the beginning.
Wait, so we can start over. Should I speak only in palindromes?
Yes.
And everything you've spoken so far should be part of the palindrome you finished with.
So begin now to reverse what you've just said.
Wantons? Not now.
Yeah, a man, a plan, a canal. Costa Rica? I can't remember.
My favorite palindrome is sides reversed is, because you can make any palindrome longer with that. Like, Madam Anita, I'm Adam. Sides reversed is, Madam Anita, I'm Adam. Just saying.
Wow. That's good knowledge there, Lex. That's magic camp knowledge.
Yeah.
I used to be a huge fan of things that were phrased so they looked like they ought to be palindromes, but weren't really. Because palindromes all have this weird, twisted grammar they tend to get into.
This is the best topic of Incomparable ever, palindromes.
I was waiting for
the long-awaited palindrome episode.
This is a rich vein.
I know palindromes backwards and forwards.
I have to save this for episode number 161, you see.
What about They Might Be Giants song? Isn't there a They Might Be Giants song that's related to this?
Yeah, but most of that I palindrome I, but a lot of the stuff that's in I palindrome I are not actually palindromes. They're word reversals.
Conceptual palindromes.
Including the title.
There's that Weird Al song that's Bob. Sounds like a Bob Dylan song that's all palindromes.
That's wonderful, yeah.
All right. So
this is what happens.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
When you don't have a start, this is what happens, Jason.
No, we're starting now.
On the note of puzzles, can I briefly, and you can edit this out if you want.
No, Monty, you're going to debunk. You're going to debunk the chart, right?
All right. So there's the chart.
All right. Everybody, yes.
Now. In timelines 4 and 9, there's a spot where it says Aaron exits from the box and brings A1 and B1 box. Aaron puts failsafe 0 in another room and replaces it with B1 and puts his A1 box in another room. Now, what this means in the movie is this is when Aaron, he's the dark-haired guy, has found the blonde-haired guy's failsafe box, and he goes back in time and sets up his own failsafe box. So that he can be ahead of his partner.
Yep.
This is wrong because he does not need to bring two boxes back.
People think he can reuse them.
Yes. People think that he does because about 39 minutes into the movie, they have this conversation. Conversation is a little strong for this movie. They have these two lines of dialogue.
They have words.
Yeah. Who knows what would have happened if I turned the machine off? Definitely, definitely. So they're one-time use only. So at this point, everybody believes the machines are one-time use. But this movie is so annoying with exposition, the exposition is wrong.
Well, it corrects itself later in the movie. They correct it. They're not.
An hour and 4 minutes in, when Aaron's explaining what he did, he says he brought one box back, and then he says, they're not one-time use only, they're recyclable. So instead of going back with two boxes and replacing the failsafe, he just goes in the failsafe himself at exactly the same time that the other guy is also using the failsafe. Because you can do that.
I was unclear if you could do that.
Well, they say
but
you can.
But you've clearly spent a lot more time studying it than I have.
He explains that that's what he did.
Yeah.
But they always say, like, oh, he's in the box now. Like, you know, like they always speak. They never show this. They show them getting into the box and they show them getting out, but they never show them sitting there for a long time. And when the other people are outside the box, when various versions of themselves are inside, then they never peek in. They never open
and
the window.
They
like,
even,
you know.
Well, they even say they don't want to, right? They do the thing where, like, we're setting the timer.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want to cross paths with ourselves. That'd be creepy.
They're pretty cautious. They don't know what happens if you open the box, so they don't. But I believe that because the Weeble goes 1,300 times in a circle, and he says the boxes are not one-time use only, while one person is going back from time A to time B, if you get in the box at time A plus 30 seconds and get out at time B plus 30 seconds, then you won't see the other guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
That is what Aaron says. That's what Aaron says. Like, Aaron,
but it's also unclear because, like, doesn't what's his name gets out of the guy who's sick? Granger?
Yeah.
I mean, there's the idea that he's sick because he didn't know to get out of the box.
He got out too soon.
Or too late, or whatever.
But all I'm saying, it's an excellent chart, but Aaron clearly says he brought one box back, not two.
All right.
This one box
take
is
a note,
a lie.
Chart guy.
There are many, like I said, there are many possible solutions.
Did we fix it? We fixed it, Lex? You're good?
Hell yeah.
Check.
The amazing thing is, if you look carefully, you actually see the shadow of Nibbler waiting to tip Fry's chair backwards.
Didn't they add that retroactively?
Wow.
It was always there.
I'm unclear if it was always there. But.
And I think with that, we're actually done with the episode.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
What's the most important part of comedy?
Wow.
We already did that joke. Dan did that joke like 10 episodes ago.
I wasn't
going to
finish it.
It's an old joke.
Yeah.
Dan does that joke.
Old jokes and Dan Morin go together.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does that one about once a day. It's great.
Yeah.
He only has so many jokes, and then after that, it's just puns as far as the eye can see.
Oh, man.
Puns. Puns all the way down.
You know, there was a time about 2 years ago when the DVD for Primer was going for $150 on eBay because it didn't have any distributor, and the guy who made them had just run out.
Yeah. Yeah, now he sells it. I mean, it's on iTunes and stuff, but he also sells it direct DRM free from his website, which is where I bought it.
Yeah.
I saw it in the theater. I got that old
Wow. It was in theaters?
I think I was in college at the time, so it's like when I got to see those things, I saw that in the theater and a whole bunch of other obscure things. What are you going to do when you're in college, I guess?
I saw it the proper way. An ultra nerdy friend saying, oh, I saw this great movie. I can't remember the name. I'll send it to you in a week or so when I remember.
I think I watched it on Netflix streaming after there's the XKCD comic with the plot lines and the things and the one for Primer is just spaghetti.
I read the Ebert review of it, which was very positive, and that's what made me read it.
I was not in college, just so my wife won't correct me about this if you put it in the podcast.
I was going to say, wouldn't it be way too late for you to be in college?
Yes. Well, she listened to this podcast and says, you weren't living there at that time. Our kid was this age when that happened.
He went back in time.
I was going to let it slide, but I mean, you're 800 years old. There's no chance you were still in college.
800 years old.
Yeah, I wasn't in college when that movie came out. So,
I might even be the oldest one of us on this podcast. That's disappointing.
You are. But with age comes wisdom, right? Like, you would have never called the electrician until you'd found every toy in that room.
I went to college with Monty. I'm not that much older than him. I don't know how old David is.
You have a few months on me.
All right.
Only like
I'm the baby of the podcast, and I was out of college. That's all I'm saying. 2004. Come on.
You're an old man.
Jason, how long ago did you get your first URL? What was the first domain you registered?
I registered intertext.com, I think, when I was in grad school. So that would have been like 92, 93. And it was Network Solutions. And at the time, I mean, Network Solutions, even to this day, I assume, is terrible. They certainly were when I moved all my stuff off of them like 3 or 4 years ago. But at that time, I believe you went to a website and printed out a form and like filled it out and faxed it back to them.
Gonna like, there's going like, to be a fax machine in this story.
Yeah. Or no. You could get the text and download it, and then you pasted it into like an email and then just took out the underscores and put in words like you were filling out a form, except it was just text. And then you mailed that back to them, and then they mailed you back things, and then you had to send them a check. And it was insane, but I did.
And it was like $40 a year.
Yeah,
it was way more than that. You know, if I could go back in time, that's what I would tell myself. Register that domain you want now.
Now, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, so that's how I got. And I think, did I do that myself? I might have had Greg Noss help me with that, but I think I might have done that one myself. But yeah, it was, I think Greg maybe encouraged me, because Greg was in there early with with his domain name addiction. And that's why we have the incomparable.com, is Greg just decided he would buy that. But 20%
from Hover.
I got it from Hover. 20%time.com. It's there.
I was surprised it was there.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Hey, Lex, when do you record your show that you're so tired now? When do you do that one?
I go to sleep at between 11 and 11:30 p.m. most nights. We record our show at 8 p.m. Eastern most of the time.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah, I did that because I did.
By like 9:30.
I did my episode in my office.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, we usually do just 8 to 9. I mean, if Dave and I do the sponsor reads after, it's 8 to 9:10.
Right. Well, you've got guests. You're trying to blast through and not waste their time.
Right. Well, really,
he doesn't want to waste his own time. He doesn't care about the guests.
My goal for the show was always to be a half an hour, and it always went. Once we added a third person each week, it went to 40-something minutes each time. But right. I'm in and out. I want it to be done.
Yeah. I got it. Gotta have you on Clockwise. It'll be like 10 minutes long.
I've been on Clockwise. God damn it.
So memorable.
Have you? You weren't on the real Clockwise.
I was on the real Clockwise. Yes.
Aren't there only four episodes?
You've hardly done any. You're forgetting them already?
Yeah, yes. Doing the two pilots, I have lost track of who was on real ones.
Never again.
You should be on the show, Lex. Who are you?
Yeah. That makes you feel better, Lex. I haven't listened to a single one.
Oh, and that's really insulting because John listens to every podcast.
You were on episode one.
I don't. There's too many of them now. Too many of you are too many of them.
Ours are short. I had somebody say, at 1.5x, I could do it in 20 minutes. Like, no, don't do that. No.
I listened to it at chipmunk speed just to save time.
I didn't know my phone had a sped up version until I was listening to a brand new podcast and accidentally hit it. I was thinking, why do these guys talk so fast? And why are there these ukulele breaks in between segments?
That's a peculiar choice.
They're just all New Yorkers, but no.
There was an episode of Radiolab where the file was corrupted, and I listened to like 8 minutes of it where it was at like 1/4 speed because I thought they were doing a thing. I was really committed to that. I was like, I'll see where this is going.
That's like when they have songs that are like slowed down 200 times. Yeah. You listen to those.
Far out.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the Doctor Who theme at 1/200th is
that's
spectacular.
Disturbing.